This episode covers how to make your wife feel heard. After years of distance, you've probably noticed she doesn't bring things up anymore, and she answers you in shorter sentences than she used to. It gives you a way to listen that she can feel. Starting tonight. After years together, you probably think you already know what she'll say before she says it. And that assumption feels efficient. But it's also where listening quietly stops. When neither of you is surprised by the other anymore, novelty and closeness fade together. Not just the physical side, but the plain sense of being known by the person across the table. This kind of quiet usually comes from somewhere specific. Maybe you grew up in a house where speaking up led to a fight, so staying quiet felt like the safer way to keep the peace. Or years of saying you were fine taught her not to expect more, and asking slowly stopped feeling worth the risk. Either way, the pattern made sense once. It's just outlived its usefulness. Here's the difference that matters most. Hearing her means you register the words. Listening means you notice what's underneath them. The tiredness in her voice. The thing she almost said and then didn't. After years of distance, she's likely stopped expecting the second kind from you. Give her the first real sign of it, and you'll probably see it before she says anything back. Her shoulders drop. She stays in the room a beat longer. She looks at you instead of her phone. The real shift isn't new vocabulary. It's proving, in small repeated moments, that you can sit with what she says without needing to fix it or defend yourself. So why did your old way of listening stop working? A few habits usually explain it. You think you already know the answer, and predicting her feels like listening even when it isn't. You reach for a fix before she's finished talking. Because solving the problem feels like love to you, even though to her it can feel like being cut off mid-sentence. You hear a complaint as an attack. So a frustrated comment about the dishes or the schedule gets treated like a verdict on your character instead of information. And you've settled into running the house, well without really talking, managing a home and splitting chores fairly, while barely exchanging a real sentence in a week. Here's a way to listen that she can feel. Five things to do in order, before and during the conversation. Step one, notice the urge to explain. The moment she raises something, you'll feel a pull to defend, correct, or clarify. Notice it, and don't act on it yet. Step two, ask one real question. Instead of responding to what she said, ask something that shows you want more of it. What's been the hardest part of that for you? Works better than any reassurance you could offer. Step three, reflect what you heard. Say back the feeling, not just the facts. That sounds exhausting. Hits differently than okay, noted. Step four, sit in the silence. Once you've reflected, stop talking. The silence that follows will feel long, so let it be long. Step five, name what changed later. A day or two after, bring up something small, she said. This is what tells her the listening wasn't a one-time performance. Now let's get into the actual words you'd use. Script one, starting the conversation after years of silence. Your scenario, you want to bring up the distance itself, not one specific complaint. Your setup, pick a calm, low stress moment, not the middle of an argument, and don't set a deadline for how it should end. Say this, I've been thinking about us. It's been a long time since we really talked. Just pause and take a breath. I'd like to understand what the last few years have felt like for you, if you're willing to tell me. Why? It works. It leads with reflection instead of defense, names the years directly instead of leaving it vague, and asks permission instead of announcing a plan. What happens next? She may test you, stay quiet, or open up in short bursts. Any of those is a normal first response. So don't read a quiet reply as a failed attempt. Script two, when she tests you with why now, after all this time, your scenario. She questions your motive or your timing instead of answering. Your setup. Don't defend the timing. Agree with the part that's true, then stay in the room. Say this. You're right that it's late. Tonight, I just want to hear you. Take a second before you carry on, so it has time to land. You can tell me if that feels pointless right now, and I'll still stick around. Why? It works. Arguing against her skepticism only proves her point, while agreeing with the timing and staying present anyway shows her something a defense never could. What happens next? She may soften a little, stay guarded, or give you one small thing to work with. Take whatever she offers without pushing for more. Script 3. Resisting the urge to fix it. Your scenario. She names a specific frustration, like you never really ask about her day. Your setup. Catch the fixing reflex before you speak. Breathe once and reflect before you explain. Say this. You're right, I ask. And then I move on before I hear the answer. Wait here and do not fill the silence. What's one thing about today you wanted me to notice? Why? It works. Reflecting her statement disarms the moment instead of turning it into a debate about your track record. And the follow-up question proves you want the real answer, not just the apology. What happens next? She may name something small and specific. Bring it up again later, without being asked. That's the part that sticks. Script 4. When she goes quiet, mid-conversation. Your scenario. She stops talking or gives short answers partway through. Your setup. Resist the pull to fill the silence with reassurance or logic and let it stretch. Say this. Take your time. I'm not going anywhere. Just breathe for a moment before you carry on. Whenever you're ready, I'm still listening. Why it works. Rushing a quiet moment teaches her that silence gets interrupted. While sitting in it, without rescuing the moment, teaches her the opposite. What happens next? The quiet may stretch longer than feels natural. Stay there anyway, since she often speaks again once she trusts you won't rush her. Script 5. Following up a few days later. Your scenario. You want to show the earlier conversation wasn't a one-time performance. Your setup. Bring up something specific she said before, without expecting a big reaction back. Say this. I keep thinking about what you said, about feeling like a roommate. I don't want that to be true anymore. Wait here. And do not fill the silence. What's one small thing that would feel different this week? Why it works. This proves you were listening rather than performing. And it asks for something small and concrete instead of a grand gesture she'd have reason to doubt. What happens next? She may test whether you follow through. And following through on the small thing matters more than any of the words did. A few things tend to get in the way of all this. Rushing to reassure her skips past whatever she was about to say, since jumping straight to "we're fine" cuts her off before she's finished. Treating one good conversation as the fix ignores that years of distance don't close in a single night, however honest it felt. Reading her silence as agreement is a mistake too, because quiet often means she's still deciding whether this is real, not that the topic is settled. And bringing up everything at once turns listening into an ambush instead of an invitation. Different men freeze for different reasons, and here's how to adjust based on the pattern you recognize in yourself. If you want to talk everything through right away, all at once, slow the pace, not the honesty, and bring up one topic at a time so she doesn't feel ambushed. If your first instinct is to explain your side before she finishes, hold that instinct through one full response and let her finish completely before you say anything back. The pause alone often reads as respect she hasn't felt in years. If you get louder or more intense when things get tense, lower your voice and slow your pace on purpose, even if it feels unnatural, since a quieter voice tells her body it's safe faster than any reasonable argument does. And if your instinct is to go quiet and wait it out, this approach already fits how you're wired. So use the silence on purpose instead of by default, and pair it with a follow-up a few days later so she knows the quiet was patience, not distance. The other side of this is accounting for how she tends to respond. If she keeps bringing this up and gets frustrated when nothing changes, meet her directly instead of waiting for the next complaint, and bring up the distance yourself before she has to raise it again. If her silence feels heavy and recent, like she used to say more and stopped, name the change out loud rather than waiting for her to try again on her own. If she's always preferred space over long talks, don't force one big sit-down conversation. Offer the same kind of listening in shorter, lower-pressure moments instead. And if you're the one who chases while she's the one who pulls back, soften how you approach her, since her distance is protection, not rejection. And coming in calmer gives her room to come back on her own terms. Sometimes this goes sideways, and that's worth planning for too. She might get defensive, shut the conversation down, or dismiss the whole attempt as too little, too late. None of that means it failed. It usually means she's protecting herself from getting hopeful and disappointed again. If she shuts down mid-conversation, don't chase the topic further that night. Say something short and low pressure, like, "We can leave it here for now. I still meant what I said," and let her decide when to pick it back up. If she dismisses the effort outright, resist defending your intentions. Acknowledge the doubt is fair, then try again in a few days with something small rather than another big conversation. Give it real time before deciding it isn't working. One conversation rarely undoes years of quiet, but a pattern of small, repeated listening usually does. When you make your wife feel heard instead of managed, warmth tends to return before anything physical does. Watch for small signs first. She sits closer on the couch. She reaches for your hand without thinking about it. She brings up something on her own instead of waiting to be asked. Those are the early signals. The years of distance are starting to close. Physical closeness rarely leads the way back. It usually follows once she trusts that being honest with you won't cost her anything. Keep listening the way this episode describes, and desire and affection tend to rebuild on their own timeline, not because you asked for them, but because she stopped needing to protect herself from you. You picked up this episode because something in your marriage has gone quiet, and you're ready to change that. The next 24 hours. If you're seeing her tonight, look for one moment to ask a real question instead of offering a fix. If she reaches out to you first before you've said anything, treat it as an opening, not a coincidence. This won't fix years of distance by tomorrow, but it can be the night the quiet started to lift. If you want to go deeper on this, you'll find the links right in the guide where you got this audio, or head to the Two-Way Intimacy Library page and look for the same title. The full guide, playbook, and checklist are all available as free PDF downloads. The playbook walks you through the key steps in a format you can work through on your own. The checklist gives you a quick reference you can come back to before a conversation. Hopefully, something you heard will help with whatever brought you here today.